Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So I'm sure you already do this, locking your cars when you, you know, you're in a parking lot or you go somewhere. Well, this is the best time to do it because the National Insurance Crime Bureau, which sounds really important, says that New Year's Eve is the most popular day for stolen cars. They say 20% of all holiday auto thefts each year occur on December 31st, which is odd. But I guess, you know, people are out and about doing stuff and, you know, you park in all these big parking lots and you probably forget where you parked your car and maybe somebody ended up stealing it. But things to watch out for. The Bureau told the Orlando Sentinel that people, you know, they'll go out drinking on New Year's Eve and that makes many otherwise ordinary responsible adults act like mindless morons and do things that they might not do when they're sober. Christmas Day, on the other hand, has the lowest theft rate for a holiday. Speaking of the holidays, you know, you're probably one of those people like me holding on for as long as you can to that Christmas tree. And actually, the past few years, our Christmas tree has lasted quite a long time, which is surprising. So it's still going strong. But if you're looking to dispose of it in some way, got a couple options for you. Over in Pine Island Farm over in Vermont, they use goats to get rid of people's Christmas trees. The Vermont Goat Collaborative founder, her name's Karen, she told the Burlington Free Press that goats love Christmas trees. Goats love the needles of the evergreen trees as well as the bark, especially when their usual pastures are covered with snow and ice. So if you happen to know anybody that has any goats, then get rid of your Christmas tree. Give it to the goats. I want a Christmas tree shirt that says goats love Christmas trees and just have a goat going right on the front of that. I think it'd be awesome. Speaking of that, if you're looking for another option, zoos love them as well. A lot of zoos across the world collect the trees from area residents and use them as toys for lions, tigers, and not bears, but snow leopards. So if you're looking to dispose of it, you can go with goats, bears, or lions, or tigers, or any of that stuff. Or just put it outside in your compost pile. Whatever you want to do. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.